3, 2, 1.
I just want to congratulate South Africa's Olympic team at Rio 2016. I thought that the men and women representing this country did ever so well in South America. Sascock stated before the time that the goal was to come home with 10 medals. I think it's fair to say that it was a success. And I blog about it this week. You can go have a look. www.thesportseagle.co.za/superblog, where I not only laud our athletes, but I also point out how some federations missed a trick or two and how we should be aiming for 15 medals in Tokyo 2020.
TSC Live, first with all your sport.
You can also check out this week's Superblog, where I comment on the Lions and how well they did to reach the Super Rugby final. There were a lot of people that were unhappy with their performance, criticized them, and you know what? I thought that was very unfair. In my opinion, the Hurricanes were really, really top-notch this season. They were the best team in the tournament. They deserved to win, and they were at home in the final. And as we've seen in the past, home ground advantage, especially when you're playing against a team from the other side of the world, gives you such an edge in a Super Rugby final. Can you give me an example where a New Zealand or Australian side came to South Africa and won a Super Rugby final? And I'm not talking about the amateur era when Queensland came here and beat the then Transvaal or Natal. I'm talking about the professional era. Can you give me one example where a New Zealand or Australia side came to South Africa and did well in the final? No. The only example is the Chiefs coming here in 2009 and they were massacred by the Bulls.
Hi, I'm Sean Keeling, Olympic silver medalist in the men's coxless pair.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Britton, Olympic silver medalist.
Hello guys, this is Luvo Manyonga, silver medalist in the Olympics.
Hi, this is Mark Boucher here and you're listening to TSE Live.
But I want to focus specifically on this match where the Springboks and Wallabies are facing each other in South Africa's capital city. In 1997, the two sides played each other in what was still called the Tri Nations, and South Africa handed out a record beating at the time. I want to know, what was the score that day in 1997 when the Springboks destroyed the Wallabies? In order to make yourself eligible for the victory, simply tweet your answer to @TSE_live and make sure you follow that handle as well, please.
TSE Live, first with all your sport.
Let's move on to football in South Africa now. You would have seen Bafana Bafana's World Cup qualifying draw for Russia 2018. A lot of South Africans saw it and thought, hey, we can get through this, we can qualify. What did you think?
I think our football is not in that level whereby you think, you know, we're ready to challenge. We didn't qualify for the AFCON, which is disappointing. So how are we going to qualify for the World Cup?
Was coaching always something that you thought about doing after retirement?
Look, I think that towards the end of my career, I always used to enjoy helping out my teammates.
You spoke earlier about your eye. If we can just go back to that fateful day in 2012 when you were told that your career was over, emotionally, what did that feel like?
I was lying in a hotel bed, in a hospital bed, and I'll never forget saying, okay, well, this is all gone. Is that how it's going to end?
Hello, my name is Patrick Livens.
Hi, this is Bridget Hartley.
Hi, guys, it's Mark Fisher.
Hi, guys, I'm Pusha Modise, former player of Banyana Banyana. You're listening to TSE Live.
But if there was anything else that you heard in this podcast that you'd like more information on, check out the show notes on www.thesporteagle.co.za. You can also head on to iTunes. You can rate us and review us. I'd love it if you would subscribe and share this podcast with all your friends, with your family, and anyone else who you think would really enjoy listening to TSE Live. And that is how we wrap it up for this week. I'll see you again next time. You take care.